Welcome back. Welcome back to another great Winner to Win Wednesday. Yes, you have tuned into the Precious Jewel You I Forgive Me podcast on this great Winner to Win Wednesday. And I'm so happy that you are tuning in. All right, so let's not hold a time. Let's get into this episode on this great Winner to Win Wednesday, okay? Check it out. Hey Jules, how you all doing this great and loving Winner to Win Wednesday? I'm so grateful. I'm so excited about this day, this last Winner to Win Wednesday of the month. And I'm so grateful to God for allowing me another opportunity to come before you all. But before I get into the message, y'all, guess what? Guess what? Guess what? We have made it to the 20th I Forgive Me podcast for Precious Jewel You Ministry. We have made it to the 20th episode, y'all. Yay! I'm so excited. I'm just grateful to God. And I thank you all for your support. I thank you all for just continuing to support me in this mission and this assignment that God has entrusted me to do. I'm just grateful to you all. Continue to follow me as I follow God, as He instills in me the things that He has for me to do for the Precious Jewel You Ministry. I thank you all. I'm not going to hold it long. Let's just jump right on into it. Father God, I thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. God, I thank you, God, for everything that you have done, what you're going to do. Forgive me for anything that I have done, said I thought was not pleasing unto you. And as I bring forth this message to the Jews, God, I ask you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, increase, that I decrease, God, and that you would touch the Jews, Lord God, that this message, Lord God, would touch their hearts, Lord God. Father God, I just thank you right now, and I give you praise. I give you glory, and I give you honor, God. And I count it so, and it's done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, Jules, I'm not going to hold it long. You all know I try not to hold these podcasts too long. I try to be short with it and everything. Just get the message across, just to help you elevate, to help you forgive, to help you whatever you need help in. That's what the messages are for. And I try to do that in a short short time manner. So today, my topic is going to be forgive them anyway. Forgive them anyway. Y'all, I cannot stress enough how important it is to just forgive. Just simple forgive. Forgive them anyway, no matter what they have done, no matter what is going on, no matter what, forgive them anyway. Why? Because your blessing, I'm telling y'all, your blessings is in your forgiving. Your blessings is not so much as you, it's for them, it's for the person, but it's for you. The forgiving is for you. Forgive them anyway and move on. Keep it moving, honey. Forgive them anyway and move on. And I want to tie in this message with what it says in the scripture in Luke 23:34, where it talks about when Jesus told his father, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Y'all just don't know. People don't know what they're doing to you. So you just forgive them anyway and you move on. They would suffer the consequences for mistreating you. They would suffer the consequences for doing you wrong. They would suffer the consequences for whatever they did. Scandalize your name, lied on you. Anything they did wrong to you, God is going to deal with them. All you got to do is forgive them anyway and move on. I'm telling y'all, it is so vital, it is so important that we forgive, we go day by day forgiving. I'm telling y'all, forgiving is something so powerful. It releases the bondage that the enemy tries to make us be bound with. Y'all know that when we walk around here not forgiving, we are bound. When we walk around here not forgiving, that we are being held down. When we walk around here not forgiving, that we are holding up our own blessings. Yeah, we cannot fully walk in God's divine purpose for our life if we have not forgiven. If we have not let it go. Yeah, we got to let it go. Forgive, forget, and move on with it all. We got to forgive, y'all. We got to forgive. Forgive them anyway. Jesus told his father to forgive them, for they know not what they do. Because he already know what was going to happen after the crucifixion. He already know it was okay, but he wanted God to have mercy on them for doing him wrong. So y'all, we got to take on the same stance. God forgive them, for they know not what they do. They don't know that they are messing with a child of God. They don't know that they are messing with an anointed vessel of God. So God forgive them. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, forgive them anyway. Why? Because God will handle them. Put them in God's hands, forgive them anyway, and move on. I'm telling you, it's so critical and so vital in this season, in this time, that we move on to that thing, that very thing that God has called us to do, our divine purpose. It's so critical that we move on to that very thing. We cannot let people hold us back. We cannot let what people have done to us hold us back. We cannot let that hold us back anymore. The enemy, that's all he wants. He wants you to allow that mess to hold you back, to stop you, to hinder you. He wants you to hold all that stuff in your heart so that way you won't fully be able to fully move on into the divine purpose that God has on your life. He wants you to hold that poison. That's what it is. That poison in your heart towards another person that did you wrong, because he don't want you to move forward in that thing, that very thing that God has assigned for you to do. Yeah, we got to forgive them anyway, and we got to move on and win at it all. It's so critical, y'all. It's so vital. Forgive them anyway and move on. So Father God, I thank you, God, for this message. I thank you, God, for what you have allowed me to say to your jewels, God. Father God, and I pray, God, that they will forgive them anyway, Lord God, because we cannot move forward into the divine purpose that you have for us, holding things in our heart. Father God, we want to move forward in the right way. So God, we have to forgive, forget, move on, and win at it all, because you have given us the power and the authority to do such things, Lord God. And so God, we take on the power, we take on the authority to forgive them anyway, and let you handle, put them in your hands. Whatever the situation, whatever the problem, we put it in your hands and we let it go and we move on. And God, I just give you praise, God. I give you glory, God. I give you honor, for it all belongs to you. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So y'all, forgive them anyway. Forgive, forget, move on, and win at it all. Because you are God's precious jewel, and together we are winning to win. You all be blessed. Bye. Okay, Jules, that's all for this great episode. But we will be coming back to you next week at 7 p.m. for another great Winning to Win Wednesday message coming from the precious jewel, you, I Forgive Me podcast. Yeah, so tune in next week at 7 p.m. to hear another great Winning to Win Wednesday message. And don't forget to go follow us on Instagram and YouTube to see what's going on in the precious jewel you ministry. Okay, all right, so you all be blessed. Don't forget to forgive, forget, move on, and win at it all, because you are God's precious jewel. That's why we are winning to win together. Bye.